From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The European Union's antitrust regulator Tuesday ordered technology company Apple to repay Ireland $14.5 billion in back taxes. It said Apple received an unfair tax advantage from Ireland and managed to avoid most of the corporate taxes across the 28-nation bloc for more than a decade. Margareth Vestager is the EU competition commissioner.
Apple now have to repay the benefits worth up to 13 billion euros plus interest.
Apple chief executive Tim Cook immediately said the U.S.-based multinational company would appeal the ruling, as did Ireland, where nearly 6,000 people are employed by Apple. Cook said he is confident the ruling will be overturned. Richard Murphy is the director of tax research.
Does it dent Apple's fortune? Not a lot. Does it really change the rate of return Apple is going to make on its European operations? No, not a lot. Will it prevent it investing in the future when there's people wanting to buy Apple products? No.
In Washington, U.S. officials worried that U.S. taxpayers would eventually bear the brunt of the decision. If Apple is forced to make the huge payment, it would then deduct the money from U.S. taxes it owes. The U.N. Security Council was unable to agree Tuesday on whether Syria should be sanctioned over its alleged use of chemical weapons. Russia questioned the evidence from an independent commission that found government forces were behind at least two chemical attacks. Council members met behind closed doors Tuesday to begin discussing the findings. Italy Tuesday held a funeral for the victims of last week's earthquake. The funeral was held amid the ruins of Amatrice, a small town that bore the brunt of the disaster. This is VOA News. The United States and India will bolster their sharing of intelligence on known or suspected terrorists. At the wide-ranging second U.S.-India strategic and commercial dialogue held for the first time in India, Secretary of State John Kerry said the governments have also agreed on a joint cyber framework to reduce cyber crime. Lawyers at the impeachment trial of suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff are making their final arguments before the Senate votes on whether to remove her from office. Rousseff, the country's first female president, was questioned by senators for more than 14 hours on Monday. After giving a 30-minute speech laying out her defense, senators will hold a final debate on Wednesday and then vote on a verdict. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump plans to lay out his immigration proposals Wednesday in Arizona, a southwestern state along the U.S. southern border with Mexico. In recent days, Trump has offered mixed signals on whether he still supports an original call to create a deportation force to send the 11 million illegal immigrants living in the U.S. back to their home countries. In other political news, a primary election was held Tuesday in the state of Florida. Incumbent Senator Marco Rubio won the Republican nomination. He will face Democrat Patrick Murphy in the fall election. Democrats in the U.S. Congress are asking the Federal Bureau of Investigation to look into reports that the Russian government may be attempting to influence the U.S. presidential election through cyber attacks. American pop singer Chris Brown has been arrested at his home in California, reportedly on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon. The arrest follows a standoff with police and a search of his property. U.S. President Barack Obama Tuesday cut short the sentences of 111 federal inmates. It's another round of commutations for those convicted of nonviolent drug offenses. U.S. Army General Joseph Votel says Syrian Kurds have returned to the eastern side of the Euphrates River. The U.S. government hopes the move will put an end to skirmishes between the Kurds and the Turks, both of which have U.S. support in the battle against the Islamic State group. A car bomb exploded Tuesday near Somalia's presidential palace in Mogadishu, killing more than 20 people. Among those injured in the blast at the SYL Hotel were the Minister of Transportation, the State Minister for Defense, several lawmakers, and two local radio journalists. No immediate claim of responsibility. A news agency for the Islamic State militant group says its spokesman in Aleppo, Syria, has been killed. The group says Abu Muhammad al-Adnani, one of its longest-serving officials, was killed while surveying the group's military operations. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.